This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome into another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Drew Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MuseumMiracles.com. Today is Thursday, August 31st. Titans did some roster shuffling yesterday. We talked earlier about the initial 53-man roster and that there would be some movement. There wasn't a ton of movement on the active roster, but they did sign a bunch of guys to the practice squad. They did sign Cade York to the practice squad, which I thought was a really good move for them. Listen, Cade York has the physical skills to be a good kicker. Last year, the mental stuff went sideways at some point. Now he gets some time to come here to work that stuff out, and hopefully he can be the Titans kicker going forward. I mean, I think Nick Folk is the guy this year. Unless something happens with him. But, you know, to get Cade York here and let him have some time to work through some stuff, hopefully you can hand it over to him in 2024 and you can have the kicker position locked down for a while. I know it's weird to get as excited about a practice squad kicker, but the Titans have had so much trouble finding a kicker, since the Ryan Succop injury, really. It's been a revolving door, and hopefully they can shore that up a little bit with that signing. They did also sign Kendall Vildor, or they claimed Kendall Vildor off of waivers. They did waive Corey Levin, and they moved Kyle Phillips to IR. So we kind of knew those things were happening. Signed a bunch of practice squad guys. Most of the practice squad guys they signed were guys that were here in camp. I mean, that's generally how you see that shake out. Still have a little bit of room to make some more moves on the practice squad. They can sign up to 16 guys. So you saw movement there yesterday, which I think is good. And again, they'll continue to work through the roster as we lead up to week one. Next week will be like a real game week, right? I mean, we'll have practice on Wednesday, you'll get a practice report, all those types of things that we're accustomed to during the year. So we'll know more about, you know, where Treylon Burks actually is. We saw him on the practice field last week. That was obviously a really great sign. But we'll get a Wednesday status from him. We'll get a Thursday, a Friday, a game determination, all that kind of stuff. So that stuff is coming up, which is good. It's good that we're getting into the type of stuff when the actual football starts. So that's going to be fun. They're also bringing in Travis Gibson, which from the Bears. So, you know, another guy that made some plays back in 21. Another guy that will give them some versatility up front. And, you know, listen, this team, we have questions on offense, right? We have questions as far as which receivers are going to be healthy. How's the offensive line going to hold up? All of those things are questions that we have. The team should be able to hang their hat on the defense at the beginning of this year. And that should be enough to keep them in games. And so if Derrick Henry can get going, you know, maybe it takes a little bit more time for everything else, like the passing game, to come together. But this defense should be good enough that they're going to be able to stay in games. You can grind games out late with Derrick Henry. I mean, we know how they like to do that. So that's the thing about this team that has me feeling encouraged, is that I think the defense is going to be, like, legitimately really good. And if the offense can just be even like a middle-of-the-pack unit, I think they have a chance to be pretty good. They're going to win the division. I don't think that's even like that bold of a statement. I know the Jaguars are favored to win the division and all that stuff, but I don't think they're as good as most people think that they are. The Colts are going to be a disaster, and we got to talk a little bit about the report that came out yesterday that the Dolphins were interested in trading for Jonathan Taylor, and Jim Irsay asked for Jalen Waddle plus picks for Jonathan Taylor, which is just an absurd ask from Irsay. And, like, you know, you're not surprised, right? They don't want to pay him like he's that kind of player, but they think they should be able to get that return for him. So we, you know, and I said a little bit of this the other day when we did the 53-man roster one podcast, and then talked about the fact that, you know, that Jonathan Taylor is starting the season on PUP, so he's going to miss at least the first four games. I don't think he plays for the Colts again, but that's going to be a fun situation to watch. And, you know, you've got a rookie quarterback, and Anthony Richardson, the Colts do, that is a developmental guy anyway. And the best thing you can do for that guy is to give him a really good run game, and they have a really good running back, and they're screwing it up, and it's fun to watch. Like I said, I hope it sets them back years. And listen, the Colts were due for some bad quarterback luck, right? No pun intended, but I mean, they got Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, like, consecutively, right? And that's just absurd. Nobody does that. So they were due for some of this, so it's fun to watch. I think the Colts are going to be the fourth best team in the division. I think the Texans are going to finish with more wins than the Colts. It may not even be close, which is going to be kind of funny. But anyway, so Titans, like I said, roster shuffling going on. Practice squad signings are still happening. We have a tracker up at MCM. You can see all that there, all that stuff, and we'll keep tabs on anything else. I would imagine that the 53-man shuffling is pretty much done for now. You obviously see some stuff after week one. People get hurt, all that kind of stuff. But I think they're probably pretty set on where they want to be with that at this point. It'll just be practice squad ins and outs, that type of thing. And then remember, practice squad rules are similar or the same as they were last year. You get, you know, the guys you can call up to the game day roster. You can only do that three times with the guys. And then if you do it the fourth time, you have to put them on the 53-man roster, all that type of stuff. So, you know, those guys are important because some of them will end up making contributions on game day. And like I said, most of the guys that are going to be here are going to be guys that were here with them in camp, they're familiar with, and that's what we saw yesterday. So anyway, all right, that'll do it for today. Again, today, Thursday, August 31st, we will have plenty more recap stuff going on at MCM, so be sure and check that out. Also follow me on Twitter at JamWarrisMCM. Another huge shout out to Mello for crushing it over this week, basically. With all the roster stuff, just does a great job with all that. So be sure and follow him too. I think he's Justin M_NFL, something like that. You probably already follow him. It does a great job. Anyway, all right, that'll do it for today, and we will talk to you again later.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Home Run Throwback is a part of the Fans First Sports Network.